Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is Bills Mafia the most loyal, passionate, borderline insane fan base in the entire NFL? Or just the most unhinged? It's like, PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. I don't know, man. There are some Buffalo fans that don't even need the Bills to win.
Mm-hmm.
They just need a reason to throw themselves onto a folding table and light something on fire.
I think the biggest question that stands this morning, considering the fact that I would argue we are talking to probably 80% of our audience would be a Bills fan base, with the couple one-offs of
Bears,
the Steelers, and the Patriots fans that we're talking to. Yes, I'm looking at you. You know, this whole football fandom thing for me is only 2 years old.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sit here and be like, I'm this big, bad expert, because I'm definitely not. I've just recently gotten into it. This is my second full season through. But I was wondering, and I've had this conversation with a lot of people recently, of fandom and Bills Mafia, and wondering and questioning, are other NFL teams and their fan bases, do they go as hard for their team as we do here in Western New York and upstate New York for our beloved Buffalo Bills? And it's hard to sit there and say, because you're obviously slighted by your own view of things. And you're like, of course we're the best. Like, obviously we're the best. But you don't really know any other thing because you've never lived anywhere else. Unless you have. Maybe you have lived in Philly and you're like, oh, the Eagles fans are absolutely insane. But I just think after all the research that I've done, mm-hmm. which is like 3 Google searches.
Yeah.
Every time the Bills are one of the top 3 contenders of best fan bases in the entire NFL franchise.
Right.
And it's based on a couple of different factors. It's based on size, loyalty, history, atmosphere, and like what makes this fan base its fan base is all of those things collectively. Like, you can have a bunch of passionate fans, but I think what makes Bills Mafia so unique is that we are such a united front. My dad was telling me last night that they were on a cruise. And one of the guys in Europe, they're in Europe.
Yeah.
You know, they're on a European cruise, and one of the guys is wearing Bills gear, and he's literally in another country halfway across the world. And he's like, go Bills.
And
he's go Bills.
When you see one another, what do you say?
Go Bills.
You say, go Bills. Here's the thing, man. Buffalo is a blue, it's blue collar to its core. People there, they work hard, they live hard. It's made up of very tough people upstate New York. Bills fans are not sitting around in stadiums sipping sparkling drinks. They're tailgating in snowstorms. They're grilling. They're cracking beers. They're jumping through folding tables. But it's not just about football. It's about community.
Right.
It's loyalty. Bills Mafia knows that their team, the Bills can break our hearts because they have year after year after year. What do? We keep coming back for more because loyalty, it's not just a word. It's a lifestyle. You live it.
And I think one of the other great components of this is the fact that it's not just the fans bought into this. It's the players as well. And I can't speak for the Chiefs, and I can't speak for the Packers, and I can't speak for the Eagles, because I don't live in those places. But if you have, or you know for certain, call us 585-252-9800. The way that these players are also bought into this community makes a world of a difference.
Big time.
We just had Deion Dawkins out in Chi-Lai at the school, hanging out with the kids. When the tragedy struck in 2021,
yeah.
2022, I can't remember, May, the shooting at Tops in Buffalo, the players were out there on the scene,
yeah,
giving back to their families and the communities that were impacted by that.
That's why you love the Bills, too. It's hard not to, because it really isn't at the end of the day. Like Breezy's talking about, it's not just about football. It's about community. And I don't know. It's just Buffalo fans don't care if you think they're crazy. They embrace that. Mm-hmm. And the fans love the team and the players love the fans. You know, it's just a big, it's camaraderie at its best.
And it goes down. It's the fandom seeps so far down into these literal children. Like, I can't picture someone in San Francisco, a little four-year-old in San Francisco being like, I love Brock Purdy. Like, would they say that? Like the way that kids here say, I love Josh Allen.
Some of them do, yes. There are tons of social media videos. One just posted this week of a little kid coming home and his dad telling him his favorite player on the Jets was just traded, and he broke down in tears. He fell to his knees. Kids are just invested in their teams and their players the same way that parents are. And it's fun to see it. It really is. You love seeing a kid break down like that because his favorite player was traded. It's just, it's awesome. And I tell you what, man, being 7 years old and watch the Bills go to one Super Bowl to the next, four in a row, and watching them lose all of it, and just watching the people around me, like my dad and my uncles, look so defeated. That was my first experience of being a Bills fan. And now I'm still loyal. I love the Bills. I've never switched or jumped ships. They just become a part of who you are. It's a lifestyle. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, OJ did some pretty bad things, but he was a hell of a running back.
No, I like just found out last year he was on the Bills. I was like, wait, what?
She's not kidding.
I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm definitely not. But at the end of the day, we are loyal. We are strong. And I would argue, based on all the research that I've done, 3 Google searches, we are the best fan base in the NFL. And with that, I say, go Bills.
Thanks for coming to Breezy's Big Bet Sports Talk.
We're trying to get sponsored by DraftKings.
On PXY Mornings. You've been telling people for years that this little segment's been drafted by Sports King.
No, sponsored by DraftKings. But yes, absolutely. Thanks, guys. Go Bills.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
She didn't ask for it. She didn't hint at it. But she wants to keep it. She got it all right. Mom, on the other hand, thinks it's totally inappropriate and borderline creepy to give this gift to a 15-year-old teenage girl. Mm-hmm. It's Moose and Breezy, PXY Mornings. We got Kim on hold who says her daughter's uncle, Kim's husband's brother, showed up to the birthday party with a gift for their 15-year-old that is, according to her, sending the wrong message.
Right.
585-252-9800. Let us know what you guys think. Kim, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Moose and Breezy.
Kim.
Just to confirm, are we on live?
Oh, we're live, yeah.
Oh, we're live, baby.
Is that okay?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's fine with me.
Why are you, you're so creeped out right now? Tell us why.
Yeah. Oh, so really quick, Breezy, I don't know if you remember me, but I met you at Figgy's on Park back in June.
Oh, yeah. But, hey, girl.
Do you remember?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. All right, Kim, tell us what's going on, please.
Okay, so just, I want to start off by saying that I'm extremely creeped out right now. Mm-hmm. My daughter just turned 15, and her uncle, that's my husband's brother, he went out of his way to buy her a $100 Victoria's Secret gift card. She didn't ask for it, and it's not something she's ever shown any interest in, but
she wants to keep the gift card. Oh, it was super random.
Okay.
Yeah, super random. Like, I don't even know why he thought that this was an appropriate gift for a 15-year-old.
Right. Okay. He's just being a cool uncle, but okay. What was your daughter's reaction to the gift? I mean, was she fine with it?
I mean, yeah, she was fine with it, but like, I feel like it's completely sending the wrong message, you know? Okay. You know, don't get me wrong, like, her and her uncle have a really great relationship, but, you know, my husband and him have always had, like, kind of a distant relationship. Mm-hmm. So I think it's just so inappropriate.
Okay, so you're really hung up on this just being inappropriate, point blank, period.
First of all, explain to us why you feel this is extremely inappropriate. Besides the obvious reasons, Victoria's Secret, yeah, they sell lingerie. We get that.
Right.
It's just really creepy, you know? I don't think that any child should be allowed to even walk into a Victoria's Secret or a Pink or whatever, you know, until they're at least 18 years old. And,
18.
You know, I just...
Okay, but like Pink is like, okay, but Pink is like more catered to...
Teens.
The tweens, you know what I mean? The teens, the tweens, the young adult.
I don't know.
Like, it's cutesy, it's fun. Like, I remember going into Victoria's Secret Pink when I was in middle school. And I mean, I still to this day wear Fresh and Clean as my scent. Like,
yeah.
There's scents, there's sweats, there's. I feel like you're very locked in and hyper focused on the lingerie aspect. So I just think that you're hyper focused on the. No, what?
No, I don't think so. Not even Pink. I feel like Pink is appropriate for girls when they're going into college, but it's creepy, you know? And it's her uncle giving it to her. It's just very strange to me. And
did you have the conversation with your brother-in-law?
I mean, as creeped out as I am, I don't want to make a huge deal out of it, or, you know, I don't know if I'm blowing this out of proportion. You know, I don't know.
Well, you called us.
I feel like you are.
So, mission accomplished.
I feel like you are. Like, not to discredit your feelings or thoughts on the matter whatsoever, but like, I feel like you're just so hyper focused on uncle and lingerie, and you're missing the whole gray area here. It's not as black and white as you're making it out to be.
Kim, you're also 100% entitled to how you feel on this, but
right?
Go ahead.
You know, I don't think that, you know, my daughter should be shopping there, and I honestly think most parents listening right now would agree that no teenage daughter should get a gift like this. This is not normal. Mm-hmm. Like, to have $100 just to go wild at Victoria's Secret is very strange. And I think most parents would agree with me.
Well,
you know, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, listen.
I see where you're coming from. I just.
Did you say that your daughter can keep the gift card, or are you taking it from her? What's happening with that?
I told her that I would give her cash for the gift card, you know, but it's just strange because now my husband, he seems to think that it's okay, you know, but he's not a teenage girl. I offered her the $100, but now, of course, she's interested in it because her uncle is making her think it's appropriate for her to go there, which is just so bizarre to me.
Yeah. Right. The whole sense of like, well, I've never shopped here before because maybe I couldn't afford it, or I just had never, you know, had interest in doing it. I'd never been introduced. And now she's like, I can basically go buy whatever I want.
Okay. So let's hear from some of our listeners. Guys, what do you think? 585-252-9800. Is this sending the wrong message?
I will literally die on the Victoria's Secret pink hill. So I'm obsessed.
Oh my God. I've been trying to find out her secret for years. All right. Kim.
Victoria, if you're listening.
Kim, I do appreciate you calling in and for your story. There's a handful of people. If you just want to stand hold and listen in, by all means.
Okay.
Don't stress. I know you're very wound tight about this. Don't stress. I feel like we'll get to the bottom of it and we'll let the listeners decide what is the end all be all and what is appropriate or not. Because it seems like you're a little mixed. Well, it seems like you're not mixed, but.
Let's just say 100% of the audience, Kim, decided that you were overreacting and sexualizing this gift way too much. Would you still let your daughter go to Victoria's Secret and use that gift card?
Oh my God, absolutely not. No, this is the weirdest gift ever.
She's like, shut it down!
Then this is going to be helpful.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Kim, I'll let you go. Thank you again for calling in. All right, well, this puts me in a bind. When am I going to get my niece now? A few people are messaging in saying, yeah, it's weird for a 15-year-old to get a Victoria's Secret gift card from her uncle. Is this sending the wrong message, or is this mom, Kim, just, I don't know, taking this way too far and looking way too much into it?
Right.
PXY, hello, what's your name?
My name is Jeff.
Jeff, what are your thoughts on this, man?
So I actually have nieces that are 21 and 15, and both of them actually asked for Victoria's Secret gift cards. So I got them gift cards and body spray.
Not the body spray.
For Christmas time, and their parents were completely fine.
But they asked for it. But Kim has a problem with it because it was unsolicited.
She probably, her daughter was probably afraid to ask for it, and they were communicating with their eyes.
Yeah. Jeff, do you consider yourself the cool uncle?
Yes, I do. But we're the cool family. Nobody would think that that's weird because there's such a different amount of things that you can buy from there.
Right. Sweatpants, soy candles, lavender mints, my fave.
He knows everything. Up, down, backwards, sideways. He knows. He knows the inventory.
Yeah. All right. Hey, listen. Hey, if they're happy with the gift, man, by all means, dude. You're a cool uncle and you got them what they wanted. Case closed.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
You too, man. Chelsea says the only reason this is weird is because Kim is making it out to be weird. It's just a gift card. She can buy body mist or sweats. So what?
Mm-hmm.
Let's get over to one more here. We got Amy on the line. Amy, go ahead. You're live.
Hey, I don't really think it is that inappropriate. I have a daughter who's about to be 14, and she has requested the Love Spell body fragrance from there as one of her birthday gifts.
Iconic. I didn't even really still
and
made
it's,
that.
It's something that I have worn for a very long time, and she loves the scent. Mm. And that's, I think that it's not inappropriate. I don't feel like it was meant to be an inappropriate gift. I think that maybe, you know, with all the other things that Victoria's Secret has to offer, that maybe you thought it would be something as simple as, you know, buying an Ulta gift card or a Sephora gift card,
because
there is other things that they do have there.
Right. Mm-hmm. Just listening to Kim talk, and I'm just going to call it out, it doesn't sound like she has the best relationship with her brother-in-law.
feels like that, you know, if her daughter was in a predicament or something, she probably wouldn't even be able to talk to her mother about it, because the way she's reacting about this gift card is a tad bit ridiculous.
Oh, that's sure. That's a good point. Thanks for calling in, Amy. All right. Thank you guys for the takes on this. I'll never forget. Last Christmas, my sister-in-law sent me into Eastview Mall to Pink because my niece wanted, there was a pair of sweatpants she really wanted. I thought I was going to get arrested. I felt like I was walking through a high school cafeteria.
Yeah, but you're also wearing a trench coat, so. I don't know.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy, 45 for the high today. Have you ever seen a roach in a restaurant?
I'm going to puke.
Did you walk out or did you just close your eyes and power through? Because there was a roach sighting last night. I won't say where.
Stop.
I really do like this place. I do. But it made my skin crawl a little bit. And I'm sure every restaurant or bar in this city is home to a family of roaches or mice. But guess what? We prefer not to see them while we're there eating at your establishment. Sometimes there's nothing you can do. One sneaks past the goalie. I'm sure everybody last night was just as skeeved out as I was. I'm sitting at the bar. I just got done ordering an app and a drink. And I look up and there's one chilling on the wall. And it was bigger than normal.
Yeah, because it's eating all the food.
Well, obviously.
It's bulking season, baby.
Yeah, the first thought that comes to my mind is, why is this roach so huge? What is it eating to obtain that type of build?
Yeah.
I mean, the thing looked like it spent the last 3 months.
You're like, drop your meal plan, bro.
No, it looked like it was doing push-ups for 3 months. I mean, it was intimidating.
So, like, I'm not trying to sound so naive right now, but I didn't even know that we had cockroaches in New York State. I thought this was like a down south thing.
What?
I had no idea.
You thought roaches just go where it's warm? No. They're everywhere.
So I actually, I'll take it a step further. I didn't even think we had them in America.
Breeze, come on.
I really
You've never
didn't.
Seen a roach in your life?
No. And I don't want to. Where do they come from?
Anywhere and everywhere. Sometimes they live in people's walls.
Stop.
All those old apartment buildings on Park, you'd be surprised what you find in there. Ugh. One time in LA, I opened up my fridge in the middle of the night. There was one sitting in the fridge. I was like, that's... But it's an old building, you know? A lot of these old buildings, they're in the pipes. They're just everywhere. They're hiding behind walls. I feel like there needs to be a rule where if someone spots a roach in your restaurant, they either get to eat for free or the establishment has to shut down for the rest of the evening to take care of the issue.
Did you say anything last night?
Well, sure enough, it only took a minute or so, but people start seeing this thing on the wall.
Because you were pointing at it.
No, the woman next to me yells out and makes a scene. Oh, hell no. They got roaches? The bartender runs over and swats it. I started dying.
Swats it where?
On the floor and then steps on it.
But I thought you can't kill a roach.
Why?
No, you know the old saying, like.
No, all you do
kill
is kill
me, I'll come back. You can't kill me, I'm a cockroach.
No, well, no.
Yeah.
Now, though, first of all, that's great. You killed the roach, but that's fine. But now the whole meal, that's the only thing you're thinking of when you're eating. Now, anyone knows, if you know anything about roaches, they'll tell you the same thing. Where there's one, there's probably thousands because they like to travel in packs.
They say the same thing about mice.
Yeah, they travel in packs, baby. They got each other's backs.
Ew.
What was that movie?
I just Googled it.
What was that movie back in the 80s?
A Bug's Life?
No, it was like Jim's Apartment or something like that. It was about a guy who lived with thousands of roaches and they all spoke English. And
okay, that's honestly, put it on the docket for Breezy Big Movie Review.
Yeah.
So do they bite you? Like, what are they just disgusting? Like, what is a roach?
It's a cockroach. It eats food. They're disgusting. It's filth. Roaches are filthy. What would some of you do if you saw a roach in any restaurant? Would you officially be done and never go back? Or would you do what I did last night, finish my meal, leave a little tip?
Disgusting. I would never. I would walk out without paying because that's disgusting.
No.
I would never go back. Because you know what? I still, and you can sit there and be like, they changed. They did their sanitation. It shouldn't have to get to that point. It shouldn't have to get to that point of you failing health code and health inspection, and then I'm going to go back and pretend like everything's fine.
Breeze.
Because you got a slap on the wrist. You had to shut down for 2 days. You had to throw a Clorox wipe on, and then now we're all good? We're not good.
Somebody who works in a restaurant for years, you should know better. Where there's food, there's probably mice or roaches, but most people have it under control. But there are some that's always going to slip into the kitchen somehow. They're coming from somewhere. I remember one time I was out having dinner. Nobody saw a cockroach or anything like that. But I ordered the soup of the day. The server brought it out to me. And right before I went to eat it, I pulled out a 12-inch hair. And I told the server straight up. I said, here's what I found. And I held it up. And her response was, did you want me to just take it out for you? Or did you want something else? She could care less. Did you want to just take it out for me? And then what? Give me the soup back?
I'm speechless right now.
So here's the question. Would you rather get a hair in your food or eat in a restaurant with roaches?
Stop with the two evils because they're both absolutely disgusting. And I have a mental problem where when I encounter a hair in my food, I cannot proceed because my thoughts are just replaying that moment of me pulling someone else's hair out of my mouth.
It happens. You know, because there's a lot of cooks in the kitchen that don't wear a hairnet either. And if you're going to, honestly, I would much rather see a mouse run across the floor or a roach on the wall than a long hair inside my food. Hands down.
What if it wasn't a long hair? Because this has happened to me as well.
Right.
And it was a short, black, curly hair. You know where I'm going with this.
Yeah, I'll probably take the roach in my soup.
Okay, perfect.
Hey, good morning, guys. It's Tom. I once saw a roach crawl on a tray while picking up my order at a takeout spot. And honestly, I still ate the food in my car. But
he goes, I was starving.
It did make me realize that it wasn't worth ever going back there again. Hey, Katie says restaurants should absolutely give you a free meal if you spot a roach. That's basic decency. It's tough running a kitchen, man. It's tough running a restaurant. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Am I going to stop going back to this place? No. Why? Because it's convenient and it's cheap. And you put two of those things together, what do you have?
Roaches.
Hey, it's Julia. You can spend your noon hour.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.